I'm so glad you decided to join me for Glorious Living. Get ready to experience big blessings from God to manifest in every area of your life. Welcome to Glorious Living. I'm Kathy Duplantis, and it's always a joy for me to welcome you into Studio C, along with Chrissy Cifuentes.
That's my name, Cifuentes. Right. You did that great.
Did I do it good?
You did, Pastor Kathy. That sounded a little Spanish, too, on there.
I got skills.
You do have skills. I love it, and I love being with you here in beautiful Studio C to celebrate what God is doing in this ministry, in the lives of our partners and our viewers. So thank you so much for watching.
Yeah, we're starting 2026 with a bang. We've been having such a great programming, and today's no different. But, you know, I always love to share stories because we love to hear from you. We love to hear how this ministry, maybe even this program, especially this program, how it's ministering to your life. So please take the time to share what God is doing in your life. Maybe one day we'll share your story like the one Chrissy's got today.
Yes, I love this story. This is from Georgette from YouTube. And she says, I always enjoy listening to Brother Jesse and Pastor Kathy. You have such uplifting messages from your ministry. It's a blessing to the world. I don't follow just everybody, but I find when I follow your ministry that I'm always inspired to be better spiritually, naturally, mentally, physically, and financially. I thank God for the both of you. Well, we thank God for you, Georgette. And I love that she named every aspect of her life that has been touched and changed and anointed by God from this ministry, from these teachings.
I love that. And I love the fact that we have over 1.7 million followers across all of our platforms. There's many people that just watch that we don't hear from, but so many that we hear from. I'm so glad we take the time to read your stories.
Me too. So like Pastor Kathy said, write down your glorious story in the comments below. You can also get with our partner care team, email them and let us know how we can agree with you in prayer because we want you to see your breakthrough.
Yeah, and don't forget to go along to our JDM app. Maybe that's how you're watching this today, but there's so many messages there, so many different opportunities to get ministered to. I like when I hear people are binging.
Binge watching
on Jesse Duplantis.
You can binge watch Glorious Living, too, right after this one, because this one you don't want to miss.
That's so true. That's so true, especially because, you know, this is our theme for the year that God has given Jesse, and he shared it with us, and he's introduced it to the world already through our magazine and through our partner letters and everything, and it's called Use Your Faith Voice.
Basically,
that's it. That's talking, talk the word, believe the word, pray the word, and you'll see the word come to pass.
Amen. It's just getting started, too, and people are using their faith voice, and I think we have some ones that used their faith voice and saw results on the program.
That's right. That's we have special guests today. We're so excited to welcome Lynn Coy and Nicole Moller to Studio C. Their beautiful family are Covenant Church members and are so precious to us. Today, they're here to share an awesome financial testimony and how God is propelling their business to the next level. Welcome, guys.
Thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
It's
so good to see you guys.
It's good to be here.
They have a wonderful finale. Nicole's been here before, but this is your first time, Lynn Coy.
It is my first time.
Welcome to Studio C.
Thank you.
You fit right in with
this
place.
Yes.
But, you know, Nicole sent me a text recently about all that God is doing. And I said, oh, Nicole, can you please come and share that on the program? Because she's been with us before. And then you came along. So I said, let's put them both on.
Mic them up.
You know, they're both ordained ministers through our ministry. And God has put them in as our spiritual sons and daughters with Jesse and I. So we are very dear to our heart. And we so love the opportunity to rejoice when we see breakthrough, we see increase. And it seems like you're always coming to us with great, great testimonies.
Amen.
So
let's get excited.
I'm excited.
It's just the beginning.
Absolutely. Yes. I receive that. Absolutely.
Amen.
Yeah. So I guess I'll start. Coming in, I'm going to back up just a little bit before we get into the actual testimony, but the ministry shared on Instagram on January 1st, Psalm 65:11, and it says, he crowns the year with goodness, and his footsteps drop prosperity. Yes. And that was like my own personal, like I had a fireworks show with the Lord. And I went to go look that verse up in every translation and got scripture cards. And just the second part of that verse, your carts will always be overflowed. Everywhere you go, there is blessing. And so the Lord would have ministered to us. The goodness of God is like the froth on the coffee. Like you don't need the froth. You don't even need the decoration on the froth. You want the coffee, you want the creamer, but it's like the cherry on top. And so I just receive that as if the goodness of God crowns the year, then it crowns my month, it crowns my week, and it crowns my day. So we had prepared.
Amen.
We knew.
I love that.
Yes, yes. We knew that Brother Jesse was going to be celebrating the 50 years of ministry.
You and Brother Jesse,
yes.
We both love that. Yes. The ministry is, yes. And we're going to do it all year long.
Yes.
Of course,
absolutely.
He preached on the first Sunday in January in the church, and that was like 50 years after he had preached his first sermon in our little home church, before we even went out into ministry, before he started preaching, and God just basically launched it that day. So it's wonderful that we can commemorate and honor the Lord in that way. And we thank Him for all that He has done, what He's doing, and what He will do, because we're not slowing down at all.
It's so good. And I love that you saw an Instagram post.
Yes.
We post daily here at the ministry. Bible verses, e-cards, scriptures, articles, every videos.
And I'm thinking it's more than just daily. And it's like every couple of hours.
Oh, it is. multiple times daily. That's right. We have a hardworking team. So the fact that jumped out at you when you just said it was a fireworks show with God.
Yes.
So when you saw that, you took hold of it.
I took hold of that and just received it. And it was like, Lord, like it literally jumped in me like a firework. And so I'm up like, Lord, this is amazing. You crown the year with goodness. And so I received that goodness. And so I just took that as everywhere I go, prosperity is going to follow me.
Amen.
You're expecting it.
Using
your faith voice.
I'm using my faith voice.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Love it.
So we wanted to, so of course, you are our spiritual parents. And so we saw that as just an opportunity to honor you as our spiritual parents, but then also just the great man of God and woman of God that you are. So we knew we wanted to sow for that opportunity.
For the anniversary.
Yes.
And you know, it's such, so important. People don't realize that it's important that you sow into good soil.
Yes.
And because when Jesus gave the parable of the sower, the soil is what made the difference.
Yes.
If the heart was right or the production. So our heart has always been for whatever God wants to do. And when you sow into good ground, you could expect, Jesus said, 30, 60, and 100-fold return.
That's right.
So that principle applies across every area of life, financially as well as any other area of your life.
Right. I like to say, because when you sow, I think when we were preparing a seed, we're giving to a person who God has put His hand on.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important when you are preparing a seed to give. It's not just giving. It's giving with a purpose.
Yes.
And when you give, you realize I'm not only giving, I'm giving because there's something that I need to have that Mama Kathy and Dad Duplantis have on their life.
Yes.
And I need that. Mm-hmm. And so we prepared a significant gift. We said we're going to give our best and to be able to give and honor the best we could. And so when we prepared that, I believe that God, soon as we did, I know it pleased the Lord, because I saw that this week, the results.
Yeah.
Next day.
Yes. So
the next
before.
Day.
Yes. So, yeah. So Linkway would have sowed the seed on Sunday. And one of the things that I remember he said Brother Jesse would have told to him while he was praying for him was, it has to happen.
Yeah.
And then in the message that he would have preached, using your faith voice, one of the points, and we just love that and caught a hold to it, was when you use your faith voice, it not only makes things possible, but it makes them inevitable.
And
so it has to happen.
Me too.
That was my favorite point of the morning.
And so he would have actually, in the message, said directly to Linkoy, it has to happen. Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
Yes.
Yeah. And whenever I come to him, he always tells me that when he prays for me, it has to, no choice in the matter. It has to happen.
He's using his faith voice.
Yes.
To pull things down out of the heavenlies, make it happen.
Yes.
I love that.
And that faith and that obedience, you knew it when he said it. And I love that. I believe that's just so pleasing to the Lord, to see His children obey Him. You know, Boss recently preached a message about God doesn't fail. He never fails.
Yes.
So it just links up together. When we step into our God's will for our lives and we're obedient and we have the faith that He never fails, it's inevitable.
That's right.
That's when things start taking off.
That's
and you saw it the next day.
The next day. So by Tuesday of that, I mean, this is just last Sunday. So by Tuesday of last week, the seed that we sowed was already back. Mm-hmm. And then
God replenished it.
Yeah.
And then in that
3 days
week's
later.
3 days later, in that week's time, our business expanded into two cities. We signed three contracts.
Yeah, one guy has, he called us. He said, I have seven locations I want y'all to market in all those areas.
Yes.
So across Louisiana. I said, whoa.
Yeah, so business potential is unlimited there. And then I just wanted to say that too. Like, he called us and we asked, like, how did you find out about us? And so he said, because we never worked with him before, he said, oh, I Googled you. And so just to encourage, like, business owners or whoever out there.
God can find you.
Yes, God is looking to find you, and he will find you. And when he is determined to get a blessing or whatever it is to you, he knows where to find you.
Yeah, and don't you think that God knew all of this ahead and he led you to actually sow? This was, I think it was his idea. He provides seed to the sower. Yes. He recognizes you guys as sowers. And so when he puts, he had a bigger future for you that was bigger than the past seed you had sown. An assignment to go to a higher level.
Yes.
And you know, you grabbed hold of that, you know, and if you're watching today, you realize you can grab hold of that today for yourself. God has a plan. When he's prompting you, it's because he has a plan for your glorious future.
Ooh, and it is a glorious future. Yeah. And this is a glorious testimony, I'll tell you.
Yes.
Because, I mean, you were, I knew you knew, but to have it happen
instantaneously.
I love when boss says, Brother Jesse always says, there's a suddenly. There happens, there's suddenlies in life where you could just be going on a random day. Woke up, got your kids ready, did everything like routine. But then God puts that suddenly and your life has changed. And like you said, Pastor Kathy, take it to the next level.
That's right.
And so what would you say to those encouraging them? They might not see it happening in their life right now, but.
Well, I would say, because I've seen, I was in abstract poverty many years ago, but not year, many years ago. I mean,
like over 10.
Over 10 years ago. But I remember being so, so poor and not knowing. I would watch shows on ministries, and I say, man, that's a blessing, but it's far from me. I don't know if I'm special enough for that. And I just want to encourage anybody who's watching that that God will do it. He's no respecter of persons. You don't have to have a special faith. You don't have to be unique or anything. You could just be a child of God, and if you believe, it's childlike faith. It's not, I just want them to know it's not about us, it's about God.
Amen.
He's able to do it for anybody.
That's so good. When you look back at where you were 10 years ago, maybe a little over 10 years ago, abstract poverty. And to see where you are now, how God has, what God, and he gets all the glory for that.
$1,900 a whole year,
For the whole year. And you had, at that time, you have a family of, was it three at that
time? Two kids.
Two at that
kids.
Time. Now you have
four kids.
Four children.
Super mama, super daddy.
Running the business. That was my W-2s.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. $1,900 for a year.
Yep.
That's
poor. We were like way, way below, you know, poverty line, way, way below.
But God.
Yes. And then I want to say too, also, I believe, and we would have mentioned that at the top of the program, the soil that you sow into is so important, and who you connect your life with is so important. And one of the, when we first learned about sowing, and I think I shared that on the first time that I came on Glorious, we sowed into, we ran into Brother Jesse in the parking lot of a restaurant, and we sowed into him. And the that week, the wisdom that the Lord gave us for business came. And so from that time to today, like, the seed is important, but the soil is equally as important.
And the faith, and believing for it.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of people who give, but they gripe about it.
That's right.
They resent having to give, or they don't believe that what God's promise is all about. So it all works together.
Yes.
You can't just, it's not a mechanical kind of a thing.
No.
It's a faith life.
It's a relationship.
It's a relationship.
Yeah. So true.
Yes.
But I just love what God's done.
Yes. This I want to add this. Yeah. By the end of the week, so to end the week's testimony, by the end of the week, not including the contracts, we had reaped four times what we sowed on Sunday.
Praise God. This is some good stuff.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
Four times. God's faithful. I'm telling you what, that's an encouragement to people that are watching today. Don't give up. You know, it may not be as quick as theirs was, but it's in the works. It's you start something. It's like when you light the match and you hit it towards something that's flammable, it's gonna blow up.
Fireworks.
Fireworks
sparking. And I love when we talk about, you know, that the Lord loves a cheerful giver. And every time I see both of you in church and your beautiful family, your little girl runs to the altar to worship, there's a joy in your life. And when we say that God loves a cheerful giver, it just ties it all together. You know, Brother Jesse just did a Faith the Facts. It says, why are you saved and still miserable?
Yes.
Like, you need to take hold of the fact that you're saved by grace. The Lord loves you. He has life in abundance for you. So I see that in your life.
Amen.
I see.
Thank
how do you keep that joy of the Lord going even in those difficult times?
Well, you say cheerful giver, like, in fact, I got something else I want to give to Mama Cat. Is it okay if I could give it to you now, or should I wait till later?
Well, you could wait till because you're kind of wired in right now.
That's true.
Yeah. So, but yeah, cheerful giver, and I think we just you get excited, and you just because you see what God can do, and you see what He has done, and what He will continue to do. And I believe, as Mama Kathy said in the beginning, He's just getting started.
Yeah.
I love when you call me Mama
Kathy. Mama Kathy. I love it too. And it touches
my heart because I consider you spiritual sons and daughters. We're sons and daughters, of course, but part of our family, spiritual family, and we're all going somewhere together.
Amen. Yes. That's right.
And it's important that we believe the same things, say the same things, because God has a plan.
Absolutely.
And when he has a plan to connect hearts together.
Yes.
I often have said, we're connected on purpose for His purpose.
Amen. Amen.
And your life is bringing glory to God.
Amen.
Your whole family, your business, as well as your family life. And it's wonderful that we can share this with the world. I believe that you're being blessed by today's testimony, and they have so much more we're going to share, but just want to encourage you to never give up on the dream and the vision. No matter how big or how impossible it sounds, no matter what your background may be, God always has a plan, and He will get you to the fulfillment of it if you obey His voice, trust Him, use your faith voice.
Yeah.
You'll get things done.
Oh, I love it. And you used your faith voice even before that theme came into fruition. Yeah. Boss has been talking about it, using your faith voice, but your business, your creative ideas and concepts. Yes. There might be some people out watching right now. They're like, well, I had a dream. It's stagnant. Or I feel like I've made so many mistakes. As business people, as Christian business owners, what would you say to them about maybe reigniting some passion in their business? Do they just seek God, or what's some tools that they can do in order to get that started again?
I believe obedience is key. Do what the Lord tells you to do. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, you need to seek the Lord to know what He wants you to do, and then do that. Mm-hmm. And just, it's throughout the Bible, like the kings, they prospered when they obeyed God. And so it's obedience. Mm-hmm.
True.
Yeah.
So good. So good. What do you think, Lincoln?
I think you need a miracle to get to the next level. You need someone bigger and stronger than yourself. Not to trust in methods and strategy. Not to trust in any of that. Any of the I don't want to say like the wisdom of the world. You got to trust in God. You got to put the word first place. Put God first place, in everything. And God has. God got all the wisdom. God got all the, He got all the money. He got all the favor. He got all the power you need. You don't need to go nowhere else but Him. It's in Him.
Right.
That's right.
Right. Just one creative idea. Start there.
Yes.
Whatever that idea is that God's given you, believe it and start there. And He'll give you the step-by-step. You won't know the end, but you'll know the beginning.
Yes.
I believe if you take that first step, like we didn't know the end when we took that first step, that first Sunday in that church about 50 years ago, where the pastor says, we have a guest speaker tonight. And Jess and I are looking at each other and said, wonder who it is.
Didn't you want
and
to take
said,
him to
Jesse
eat?
And he said, Jesse Duplantis.
Oh.
And he thought, what? He didn't expect that. And he says, oh, no, told the pastor, no. He said, but he did it.
Yes.
He stepped out and he did it. He didn't think he was qualified. He didn't have the background, but God was calling him. You don't have to have all the details in place to start. Is that what you were basically saying? That
Amen.
Was a miracle.
Yes,
he
absolutely.
Stepped in, and then God's anointing was on him for that to preach.
Yes.
And you could see that it was evident from that moment. I mean, the little church was packed. It never had that many people in it. They wanted to see this great sight.
Yes.
Of course, he had shared his testimony of God saving him, and he had done that a few times. And he had like this little small youth group, not with was like 14 little teenagers that were first it started with like two, then it became on fire. So apparently the pastor could see there was some evidence there, and he put him in the pulpit, and God gave him a message that just ignited the hearts of the people that day, and it launched him onto where we are today.
Amen.
In the same way, whether it's ministry or business or any dream or vision that you have, God starts. There's always a beginning.
Absolutely.
And when when instead of rejecting it, you embraced it.
Yes.
I remember the business that y'all started. Is it a trucking business? Is that what basically kind of a
transportation? Yes.
Because
nice.
I know we're talking aircraft future. FedEx started somewhere.
That's right.
They got the big old jets.
Yes.
Somebody had a dream. Somebody had a vision.
Yes.
Somebody had guts.
Yes.
Faith fortitude, if you want to call it that,
absolutely.
To get out there.
You know,
it's important that you surround yourself with people that, of like precious faith that can help you get where he wants you to go. And I think that's what you've communicated to us, how important it is, the relationship we've had. We've had meals together with you and with your family.
Yes.
And we've connected and had those conversations, and we're believing with you.
Amen.
And it's just the beginning.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. I love it. And I know there are people watching right now. They need someone to link up with them.
Yes.
And that's what I love so much about this ministry. I love about Covenant Church is that when we get together, even if it's through an iPhone or through a tablet, a computer, a television screen, that faith is so magnetic and so contagious. And using your faith voice, I mean, I thought that Create Your World and Walk In It was my favorite, but I got a new favorite.
Use
your faith voice is just absolutely awesome. And it's just beginning. It's the new year, and people are ready to take hold of their dream and their vision. So hearing this testimony, I know it speaks to me. It's speaking to so many out there who are wanting more, who know that God, they have a plan and a purpose and a destiny that the Lord wants to propel them into, you know? And so it's so awesome to listen to testimonies like this.
I love it. And the fact that not everybody realizes that good soil is so important, like you've said. And so maybe you're watching for the first time, you don't realize, maybe you're coming to understand the concept of good soil. Jesse DePlantis Ministries is good soil. We've been reaching people, changing lives for 50 years now, all over the world. Millions have been touched and impacted. Lives have been saved. Families have been restored. Miraculous things have happened. We've seen so many great testimonies over the years. If you can be a part of this ministry, if you want to give a one-time donation or become a partner, you can do that too. All the information on how to do that is on the screen. Just know that when you give, you're giving into good soul people that we want. That means we watch over your seed. We pray for it.
Oh, every day.
And we live holy lives. We believe God with you. And we expect to see results. So you can go ahead and do that by use. There's no amount that's required or suggested even, just being led by the Holy Spirit. And we believe with you for your miracle in 2026.
Amen. It's already on the way. I love it. And I want to encourage you too, if you are a partner, we have a partner wall. I just felt led to bring that
up
around the whole executive offices of Jesse DePlantis Ministries. You can send in your photograph. You can email it to partnercare@jdm.org. Send it in. We're going to put you on the wall because I know that Brother Jesse and Pastor Kathy, you often walk down those hallways.
Definitely.
I've seen you both laying hands on the partners, making a point of contact. And so let's fill the... They're already full. I don't know. We'll find one place to put you. But it's awesome. So I just encourage you, send your pictures in.
Yes,
good
it's
stuff.
So important because we it's a point of contact.
Yeah.
And it just shows us that we're connected together. And there's some that are on the wall that's in heaven now, but they were part of our story, part of our journey, and we're still standing with their whole families.
Mm-hmm.
So be a part of that.
Yeah, be a part of
we
that.
Know, we just love the fact that you're so open to share what God has done. And I know it's an encouragement to others, and especially your children. They're watching all of this same faith journey.
Yes.
You know, they're pulling together with you guys. But I love what's coming ahead. Are you excited?
Yes, I am excited.
Absolutely.
I know it means more work, but you can't be afraid of work.
Right. That's right.
And God's going to bring the people.
Yes,
yes.
He is.
You know, and all the things that are necessary to get those projects done.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
Amen.
I love that. Like you mentioned, Pastor Kathy, you're a family and your children are watching you and you're married. How long have you both been married now?
20 years in April.
Come on. Yes. 20 years in April.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
excited.
So many people would think, well, they work together. You know how you say, Brother Jesse and you work together. And it's kind of like, oh, come on. But how did that, seeing these miraculous things happen in your life, how's that strengthened your marriage for almost 20 years?
Yes. I
traveled a good 7 years of it. I traveled all over. So
it's like redemption almost because he traveled for so long. And so for us to get to work together in, it was a dream when we first got married to be able to
and
work
the
together.
Deliverance and all kinds of things.
Yes.
It was a miracle. Yeah. So he brought me home. So very grateful
and
for that.
And now you get to see
now
your
I get
dreams.
To be home with my kids, watch them grow up. Yeah.
Yep.
Isn't that awesome? Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Dream upon dream, vision upon vision. It's just working out. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
But we love being together. It's great.
And you work together. You have other family members sometimes that has worked with you, and he's bringing other workers as well. But the vision has to be made clear.
Mm-hmm.
And the challenge of communicating that to your team is important as well.
Yeah.
It's not just you believing. The whole team has to believe together.
Absolutely.
Same thing here with Jesse DePlantis Ministries. It's not enough that just Jesse and I to believe. The whole team of us has to believe in order for us to really get where God wants us to go.
Yes.
So how important is that to you?
The dream, the vision? Yes.
Of connecting the, you know, team. Communicating that dream to those that, that work alongside
right.
you.
Yeah, that's very important to have the, everyone on the same page. So we're actually in the process of believing to move into another building to fit everyone in there. So so that we can be able to declare the vision much clearer. So that's an exciting new project that
I
we're doing.
I love that you say it's a new project. Yes. Like you're on to the next. Yes. It's like, to me, that's so encouraging to know that you fulfilled those promises of God have been fulfilled, the things you were believing for and some unexpected blessings that happened along the way. And now on to the next vision. Yes. On to the
that
next.
That was one of the things that Dr. Jesse had preached. Don't let your vision stagnate. Yeah. And so it really is moving on to the next thing. And one of the things Linkway does do a vision casting at the top of the year for just company-wide. This is the direction the company is going in. So it puts us all on, hey, this is our goals. And then, you know, everything is set toward that vision and then those goals.
But like you said, there's a price. So we got to go to work. We got to keep paying. We got to keep paying the price to receive everything God has for us. Yeah. I got to go to work. Yeah.
I love that. You know, we're not afraid of work.
No, that's right.
Not
that's
here,
right.
not over at your place as well.
That's so right.
We've enjoyed watching your journey. I remember when you were just starting out, and now then we get testimony every now and then about a huge breakthrough, and then this the greatest breakthrough, I would guess, that you've seen since you started with your business.
Yes, especially in a week's
and
time.
So quick.
Yes, so quick.
So,
yes.
So quick.
Yes.
That shows you that God's serious about bringing increase. He's serious about seeing that his dream for your lives come to pass. And it's bigger than you.
Yes.
Your children are affected. The other people that work with you, families are connected to your business.
Amen.
And now you've got people calling you that don't even know. Yes. They Googled you.
Yes. That's right. There's a lot on Google, too. Yeah. Your name stood out for a purpose because it was God's plan. Yes.
That's right.
And it's just so encouraging to know. So I'm believing for you, for your building. Amen. That might happen tomorrow with how fast God's working.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, and just to have godly leaders in position in businesses. It's and I love what you mentioned, Linkway, about not doing it the world's way. You know, using some principles here and there, good wisdom and advice, but really seeking God. And I just commend you both for that. I think that, you know, people watching this program right now with a dream and a vision in their heart, they're looking at you both as a unified married couple, parents, churchgoers, and they see the strength that you both bring. So thank you so much for just sharing it, because I know it motivates me, and it's so exciting that you're using your faith voice,
amen.
And you're loud and proud with it. You're not just whispering your faith voice; you're shouting it from the mountaintop.
I like that, loud and proud.
Loud and proud. Was that good?
Go ahead, Carol. We're all loud and proud.
We're all excited
about Jesus, and we're excited that you've been watching along with us, and we're believing for you for your miracle this year. In fact, we're going to pray now. Father, we're so thankful. Lord, bless every person that's watching along with us. Lord, stir their heart. Let them know that there's nothing that's ever impossible when they're focused on you and on your word. Bless them today. Strengthen them, Lord, so that they'll begin to use their faith voice, which is words based on what you have promised in your Bible. And Lord, we thank you that it'll come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you so much for watching today. Chrissy, thank you.
Oh, it was so rich and wonderful.
So wonderful. Thank you, Linkway and Nicole, for being here with us. First timer. You're going to be back.
We're getting you on the schedule.
Keep up with your journey.
Yeah. When you get that building, you'll be back.
Okay. All right.
Want to see pictures.
Right. Yes. Good stuff.
Yes. So, and thank you so much for being with us today. I so appreciate you taking the time. I believe that God has touched your life in a significant way that you will never be the same again. Join me next week right here in Studio C for another great, glorious living program. God bless. We're stronger than we know. We're bolder than we know. We're courageous in Jesus.
Kathy Duplantis's Glorious, a conference for women.
Women are not second-class citizens in the kingdom of God. Jesus came and set us all free.
Glorious, a conference for women, March 6th and 7th, 2026. For more information and free registration, go to jdm.org.